For job seekers and change makers, this is the Green Jobs Pod with your host, me, Leonard Adler. Welcome to the Green Jobs Pod. I'm your host, Leonard Adler. This is the first episode after Labor Day, and it's great to be with you. This period in September and October, these are pretty important ones for those in the green and climate jobs field. We're going to highlight a number of different opportunities and resources on today's episodes, but so much is taking place. If you want to keep your finger on the pulse of all the developments, make sure you visit Green Jobs Network at greenjobs.net. Fellowship Spotlight. I'm pretty passionate about fellowships. As you may know, my first job in social impact was through a fellowship program. There are a number of fellowships I'm going to go over on the podcast today. All of these provide some type of compensation or payment. The first fellowship is the Constellations Fellowship. They're currently accepting applications for the fall 2024 cohort. This fellowship is a program of the Global Warming Mitigation Project, and it supports the next generation of climate leaders by connecting students and recent graduates to professional opportunities at climate organizations. There are more than 45 different opportunities through the fall 2024 cohort. All of them are 100% remote. These are entry-level, part-time opportunities that run 12 to 14 weeks, beginning on October 7th. Applications are due on September 22nd. The next fellowship program is the Green Leaders Fellowship Program. This is an initiative of EarthShare Texas. This fellowship program matches up people with projects at Texas environmental nonprofits. They're currently accepting applications for their spring 2025 cohort. Fellows who are in this program work 10 to 15 hours per week on their assigned nonprofit project, which lasts for 12 weeks. Applications for this program are due pretty soon. They're due on September 15th. The next fellowship program is Echoing Green. I myself am a former Echoing Green Fellow, so I'm particularly excited about this program. This program provides seed funding for social entrepreneurs. So this can be in environment, in climate, you know, green related, but also in any other type of social impact field. The Echoing Green Fellowship is open to people on a global basis. So anyone around the world, you know, can apply. It provides seed funding of $80,000 during the fellowship term. The application period is going to be open from September 17 through October 8. They also have a free information session if you're interested in learning more about this fellowship on September 12th. The next fellowship program is the NYU Law Fellows Program. This is an initiative of the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at NYU School of Law. And this provides opportunities to work either in an attorney general's office or at a state public utility commission. Now, these opportunities are open to all. They're not limited to those who have an affiliation with NYU's law school. Many of these require a JD, but not all the opportunities do. So, for example, some are policy roles where a law degree is not required. They have opportunities available on a regular basis. Right now, they have opportunities in a number of locations, including DC, Maryland, Boston area, and Louisiana. The next fellowship program is the Bay Area Air Quality Management District's Environmental Justice Fellowship. This is a brand new fellowship program that is launching in the fall of 2024. This is a two-year fellowship for new attorneys who have a passion for environmental justice. You will be placed in the Office of General Counsel at the Bay Area Air Quality Management District. The application period is going to run from October 10th through December 2nd. Application materials are not yet live, but they will be soon. And the last fellowship I'm going to go over with you today is a fellowship at the Good Food Institute, their Institutional Food Service Fellow. So this is a 10-hour-a-week fellowship for 12 weeks. The compensation is $30 an hour. It's fully remote. And in this fellowship, you'll have an opportunity to work with the Good Food Institute team to identify high-impact opportunities to bring alternative proteins into institutional food service settings, such as universities, hospitals, and schools. As I mentioned, it's fully remote, and the deadline is September 18th. As a reminder, you can find these and many other fellowships on the Green Jobs Network Fellowships website, climatefellowships.com. Event Spotlight. There are many different types of events that are taking place. There are a number of different large-scale networking events happening. For example, New York Climate Week is coming up in September. There's also a number of specific either job fairs or targeted career events. So I'm going to go over a number of those. The first is a webinar series that's going to run through September and October, and it's being organized by the North American Food Systems Network. Their webinar series is called Finding Your Future in Food Systems. So they're going to have four webinars. These are open to all and they're free. The dates are September 18, September 24, October 16, and October 22nd. Each of these webinars are going to have an exciting panel that provides ways that you can learn more about career pathways and hear people's stories in the field of food systems. There's also a number of specific career fairs that are taking place. On September 12th, in the greater Boston area in Somerville, Greentown, Boston is hosting a climate tech career fair. On September 16th in Phoenix, Arizona, Dream.org and Climate Power are teaming up for a Green Opportunities Fair. This will provide opportunities to connect with employers, to learn about workforce development, as well as for small businesses to learn about opportunities as well, such as small business loans within the green and climate space. And looking ahead a little bit later in the year, in White Plains, there's going to be a Westchester County Clean Energy Jobs and Resource Fair. And as a reminder, Green Jobs Network maintains a calendar of job fairs and career events for green and climate jobs. And you can find this through the Green Jobs Network website at greenjobs.net. Career Resources Spotlight. I'm excited to begin sharing with you on the podcast different resources to help green and climate job seekers. Today, I want to share with you a couple of resources that are specifically career maps. These can provide interactive tools or other ways that you can learn about pathways, what kind of job opportunities there may be within different aspects of green and climate. So the first is a brand new resource just launched. It's called the Capital Region Green Buildings Career Map. So this was launched by the Building Innovation Hub, the DC Department of Energy and Environment, and Julius Education. This is a free interactive tool that you can use to learn more about career pathways in the green building sector in the greater DC metro area. It also provides ways that you can connect to local education and training opportunities, support services, and financial aid. They also are going to have two free information sessions where you can learn more about this tool on September 16th and September 26th. Another career map was just launched by Climate Cap. Climate Cap's mission is to prepare tomorrow's business leaders, today's MBA students, to understand and respond to the climate challenge. So they just released their Climate Careers Map, which they modeled using Project Drawdown's Drawdown Aligned Business Framework. And so on this map, what you can see are different sectors and industries where you're needed, and you can see examples of real roles for MBAs at example organizations. So this also is a free resource. There are links to these that'll both be in the show notes, and then Green Jobs Network maintains a website at climatejobtraining.com that connects you both to education and training opportunities and different kinds of career maps, including the ones I just went over. Scholarship Spotlight. Last call for the $1,000 Gene Clark Memorial Scholarship. Mentioned this on the last episode. Now the deadline's coming up. It's going to be on September 16th. This is a $1,000 scholarship. This is administered by the American Solar Energy Society, and it will be given to a graduate student with a strong interest in solar or related renewable energy field. This scholarship honors and recognizes the legacy of Dr. Eugene Clark, who is a trailblazer in the field of solar energy and who is a lifetime advocate for sustainable building practices. Applications are due on September 16th. News updates. I'm excited to begin sharing with you news that's relevant to green and climate jobs. One item of note was that the U.S. Energy and Employment Report was recently released. This is done every year. It's a comprehensive report put out by the U.S. Department of Energy that looks at the overall energy jobs landscape. Within the energy jobs landscape, they include, as well, detailed information on clean energy jobs. So in the report that was just released, they looked at jobs in 2023. And according to this report, jobs in clean energy grew by 4.2%, which was more than twice the job growth rate of 2% in the overall economy. And according to the report, just under 5% of all new jobs created in the U.S. economy in 2023 were in clean energy. There are now approximately 3.5 million clean energy jobs in the U.S. The annual growth rate was 5.3% in solar and 4.5% in wind. You can download the whole report. There's a lot of detailed information in terms of subsectors within clean energy and how they grew. They also are state-specific reports as well. You can download all of this. We have this available through the Green Jobs Network website. I'm looking forward to the next couple episodes where we're going to have interviews with some exciting guests. In the meantime, if you have any ideas or other feedback, feel free to send it to us through the Green Jobs Pod website, which is greenjobspod.com. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Green Jobs Pod with me, Leonard Adler. For more tools to add to your toolbox, check out Green Jobs Network at greenjobs.net. Go to greenjobspod.com to submit your questions and ideas for the podcast. The Green Jobs Pod is produced by Jubilaria Media. Your brand has a story. Jubilaria can help you tell it. Level up your content strategy and click on the link in the show notes to schedule a free consultation.
Hello?
Hey, Greg, I was thinking, is it me or does, like, everyone have a podcast?
Frankly, I don't think there are enough podcasts. They're all the rage, and they're incredibly in vogue.
I mean, yeah, look, I guess they are all the rage, but more than 4 million podcasts have been released around the world, and just 17% have been active in the last 90 days. I mean, that's a little ridiculous.
Not enough. I want more shows. Also, how many of those are actually worth listening to?
Yeah.
I mean, like, how many have great ideas like moi, right? Check it out. Mm-hmm. It's a show. It's hosted by a dog and a cat. Woof, woof, meow, meow.
I mean, honestly, out of 4 million, Greg, at this point, it's probably been done before. Let's be honest.
Oh, what about, hear me out here, a show about nothing and everything.
Yeah, that's pretty rough, Greg. Look, anybody can make a podcast. Few will continue, and even fewer will have something to say. Build your brand with strategic content and make noise that matters. You have a story. We can tell it. Learn more at jubilaria.com, jubilaria.com.
And then I go, wah, wah, wah.
You're funny, Greg.
I don't think I can sleep tonight.